Mishnah Hey, we're now going to see another ramification of the rule of Tasev Lemina Osui, that you have to make the sukkah, it can't just be made automatically. And as the Mishnah tells us, Chavile Kashva Chavile Eitzim, the Chavile Zradim, bundles of straw, or bundles of wood, or bundles of branches, special type of softer branches, a Mesakim Bohem one cannot make those as sukkah. And when the Mishnah says bundles, that means that there are at least 25 branches in the bundle. And these things were often used for fueling a fire. Now, if they would be used to fuel a fire, they would work better for the fire if they were dried properly. So often one would put this on the roof where there would be more sun, and the sun would dry them, and then they would take them down and use them for a firewood. And this was usually only done with bundles of the branches, not just individual branches, but only large bundles of them. And with Rabbanon, one cannot use these bundles as sechach. Why? Because we are concerned that you might come to place them on the roof in order to dry them out, and then you realize it's sukkah's coming along, and so you decide, you know what, I'm going to leave them over there and use them as sechach. I'm going to leave them on top of this hut. I'm going to sit under the hut on sukkahs, and that's going to be my sukkah. If you were to do this, it would be an invalid sukkah. Why? Because of the rule of Taseh V'lo Mina Osui. Before he decided to use it as a sukkah, the bundles were not there for shade. The bundles were there for the sake of drying. It's not just that they were put there for shade, but not for the sake of a sukkah. We saw a machlokes between Mishnah and Beis Hillel about that earlier on. Over here, they weren't even placed there for shade. They were placed there for storing there in order for them to dry. And so that is not considered to be a valid sukkah at all. Once you decided to leave them there for the sake of shade, if you don't actually do anything to change the sukkah itself, and you just leave it there, so you've got a problem of Taseh V'lo Mina Osui, that it's already made into a sukkah. You didn't actually change anything on the sukkah. So Midrabbanon, one is not even allowed to place the bundle there originally with the intention of using it as sechach, in case you'll come to putting it there to dry, and then changing your mind and keeping it there as sechach. So Midrabbanon, you can't even place it there in the first place for the sake of sechach. However, v'chulon she'etiron, all of these bundles, if you untie them, then kasheiros, then they are valid for the sake of sechach, because once they are no longer in bundles, they will not be confused with bundles which are spread there to dry. Because one only puts bundles to dry, not individual branches. And therefore, if somebody put these branches individually on top of this sukkah, even if he didn't do it for the sake of sukkahs, but he did it for the sake of shade, so according to Beis Hillel that we learnt earlier on in the Perek, even something which was placed for regular shade, but not for the sake of the sukkah of the mitzvah, that is still considered to be valid, as the Mishnah says, kasheiros, that would be valid. Alright, now the Mishnah ends off by telling us that all the invalid types of sechach, which we have learnt about in the past two Mishnayos, that is only when it comes to the sechach, that is the main part of the sukkah. The whole name of sukkah comes from the name sechach. But the Mishnah says, V'chon kasheiros ha'tefanos, all the types of invalid sechach are valid for the sake of the walls of the sukkah. The walls can be made out of anything, because the real part of the sukkah is only the sechach. It's true that it needs walls as well, but the thing which makes it into a sukkah is the sechach.